Welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha, a podcast shared by David Roylance. This podcast is dedicated to guiding you to completely eliminate the discontent mind and the suffering it causes by attaining enlightenment. Learn and practice the teachings of Gautama Buddha that will guide you to fully attain a peaceful, calm, serene, and content mind with joy. To support this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha or visit buddhadailywisdom.com, where you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online learning resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Now, here's our teacher to share more.
Sawadee krap. Hello and welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha. Today is our group learning program where we're doing meditation. Each Wednesday, we come together to support, encourage, and motivate each other in our meditation practice. And we're rotating between breathing mindfulness meditation and loving kindness meditation. These are the two primary forms of meditation that the Buddha taught in order to train your mind and move it to this enlightened mental state where it's peaceful, calm, serene, and content with joy. The breathing mindfulness meditation helps you to cultivate mindfulness and concentration. The breathing mindfulness meditation also helps you to eliminate craving, desire, attachment, the cause of discontent feelings. And one of those discontent feelings that will arise is anger, hatred, frustration, irritation, annoyance, and other discontent feelings like that. And that's where loving kindness meditation comes in. The loving kindness meditation helps you to eliminate the anger, hatred, ill will, and arise loving kindness, which is this genuine interest in seeing all beings be well. So I'd like to welcome all of you, whether you're joining for the first time or you've been joining regularly. This is an opportunity for you to learn the teachings and be able to train the mind using loving kindness meditation. I'll be guiding you in the meditation, starting out first with a chant where I'll be chanting, and this will help ease the mind into meditation. And you'll be able to then hear the guidance that I provide you on the meditation itself. I'll be guiding you on breathing mindfulness meditation for just a brief little period. Then we'll go into loving kindness meditation, and I'll be guiding you on that. And then we'll come out of meditation with another chant. There'll be a period of time where there'll be quiet, and you'll know what to do there because I'll be guiding you in the breathing mindfulness meditation, and then there'll be quiet. And then we'll come back in with the loving kindness. After we do meditation, I'll open up to any questions that you guys have, and you're welcome to put that into Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom. You can put that into the comments section, and when you put it into the comments section, I'll be able to see it here and answer any questions that you might have. So once again, I'd like to welcome all of you guys and at the same time invite you to join for the meditation by taking a meditation position, either seated, lying, or standing. These are the three positions that work really well with loving kindness meditation. If you're doing the seated position, which is quite common for someone who's joining for an online class, and this tends to be a primary position, you might either be on the floor or you're in a chair. If you're on the floor, you would like your legs to be lightly crossed, not real tight, just lightly crossed to allow the circulation to flow through the legs. If you're in a chair, you might just have your feet flat on the floor or crossed at the ankles. The hands and the arms, you can put your right hand over your left with your thumbs together and then put that into your lap. This allows the hands and arms to just completely relax in the lap. So the legs and the hands and arms are completely relaxed in the lap. The upper body should be erect. This helps keep the mind attentive and alert during the meditation so that you can actively train the mind. You're not interested in being slouched or real rigid, because if you were slouched, the mind would have a tendency to be complacent, where if the upper body was real rigid, there's a tendency for the mind to be overactive and uptight. So with an erect body, you can keep the mind attentive and alert during the meditation. You're not interested in the body being painful or luxurious. You would like it to be in the middle where it's comfortable. Next, you can just close the eyes and start breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Here you're just looking to establish the breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. I'm going to ease us into meditation with some chanting. You can hang out here just focusing on the breath and establishing the breath. And then after the chanting, I will come back in with some guidance. If you know these chants, you're welcome to join along. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā Bhūtaṃ bhagavanaṃ abhivādayāmi Savakkhāto bhagavatā dhammo Dhammaṃ namassāmi Supatipanno bhagavato Savakkasangho Sanghaṃ namāmi Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti Bhisso Bhagava Arahaṃ Sammasambuddho Vicca Charanam Sammuno Sakkhato Rokkhavito Anuttaro Purisa Dhammasati Satatava Manusaraṃ Bhūto Bhagavati. All right, just start breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Here you're just working to establish the breath. A nice, gradual, steady, consistent breath. Not forced or controlled, just a gradual inhale through the nose, experiencing the full breath. And whenever you're ready, exhale out through the nose. Your breath isn't going to necessarily match up with the guidance that I provide. I'm just here for guidance. This is your practice. Breathing in and out. Once the breath is established, start fixating the mind on the breath. The breath is the present moment. Fixate the mind on the sound of the breath coming into the nose, or the sensation of air moving over the skin into the nose. Breathing in and out. With the mind fixated on the breath, whenever you notice that the mind is moved off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. No need to observe the thought or label it. No need to analyze the mind or try to figure out where the thoughts are coming from. Just wherever you notice that the mind is moved off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath. Breathing in. In, out. I'm going to be quiet now and let you focus on the breath. Just a gradual breathing in through the nose. And wherever you notice that the mind moves off the breath, you cut that off and let it go. Breathing in. In, out. Continuing to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. Repeat these affirmations in the mind on the out breath. May I be peaceful. May I be safe. May I be well. May I be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May we be peaceful. May we be well. May we be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May my family be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May my friends be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May all those who I come into contact with today be peaceful. May they be safe. May they be well. May they be free of all discontentedness and the suffering it causes. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be well. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free of discontentedness and the suffering it causes. Now go back to breathing mindfulness meditation, focusing on the breath, cutting off and letting go anytime the mind moves off the breath. Breathing in, in, out.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhikkhavā Bhūtaṃ bhikkhavannaṃ abhivādayāmi Savakkhato bhikkhavato Dhammaṃ namassāmi Suppatipanno bhikkhavato Savakkasangho Sanghaṃ namāmi Namo Arhaṃ Bhagavato Arahato Sammāsambuddhassa Namo Arhaṃ Bhagavato Arahato Sammāsambuddhassa Namo Arhaṃ Bhagavato Arahato Sammāsambuddhassa Iti piso bhikkhavā Arahaṃ sammāsambuddho Vicacaraṇaṃ sammuno Sakkhato rokkhavito Anuttaro purisa Dhammasatisatattava manussanaṃ Bhūto bhikkhavate.
All right, if you guys would like to slowly make your way out of meditation. As I mentioned, this meditation is to eliminate anger, hatred, ill will, and arise loving kindness in the mind. What you're doing is essentially rewiring the mind to practice this genuine interest in seeing all beings be well. And what you would like to do is customize this meditation based on the individuals in your life. Rather than these general phrases that I'm using, you would like to use phrases like, may mom be peaceful, or may dad, or your brother or sister's name, or if you have people in your life that you have anger, hatred, ill will towards, you would like to put them into your meditation so that you can transform the mind and no longer have angry and hateful thoughts towards certain individuals. So you need to customize this and include individuals or groups of individuals that you have anger, hatred, and ill will towards, while also including some people that you currently have loving kindness for, to be able to encourage that, support it, and not allowing it to fade. But then for those that you currently have this anger, hatred, or ill will towards, or even lesser versions like frustration or annoyance or irritation, you would like to arise this loving kindness and eliminate this unwholesome quality of anger, hatred, and ill will, or those lesser versions, out of the mind. So what I do in this particular class is open up to any questions that you guys might have related to the path to enlightenment. You can put those into Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom, and I'll be able to see those in the comment sections. Or if you're in Zoom, you can electronically raise your hand and ask any questions or follow-up questions directly. And you can ask any questions you like about any aspect of the path to enlightenment. Okay, I'm not seeing any questions from anybody in any of our platforms. Let me check Zoom one more time. All right, I'm not seeing any questions anywhere. So I will just encourage you guys to meditate. You're going to need breathing mindfulness meditation and loving kindness meditation. If you haven't seen where I actually teach these very thoroughly, I teach 4-part series on each one of these, breathing mindfulness meditation and loving kindness meditation. It's important that you learn thoroughly how to do each individual meditation. Where at this point in the program of the group learning program, I'm just rotating back and forth and guiding you guys in meditation. Where at the beginning of the group learning program, I taught you over a 4-part series how to do breathing mindfulness meditation and loving kindness meditation. So if you're listening to this either on the podcast or the YouTube channel, Facebook, if you've never learned with me before, it's important that you learn those teachings in order to understand how to develop your meditation practice of both breathing mindfulness meditation and loving kindness meditation. This Sunday in the group learning program, we're going to be in chapter 16 of this book, Developing a Life Practice, The Path That Leads to Enlightenment, Volume 1. This is titled Dissolving the Ego. Ego serves no purpose. I'm going to be teaching you what the ego is and then how to actually eliminate it from the mind, because as long as the ego is in there, you're not going to be able to experience the enlightened mental state. So you'll need to understand what the ego is and how to actually eliminate it. So we'll be doing that this coming Sunday. And then on Wednesday next week, we'll be doing breathing mindfulness meditation together. That's our guided meditation that we'll be doing together. So thank you all for joining. Continue to develop your life practice, and we'll see you guys in one of these future classes. Have a very lovely and wonderful rest of your day. Sawadee kap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To provide support for this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha. To access more teachings, visit buddhadailywisdom.com. There, you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Remember to establish a daily, consistent meditation practice, along with learning and practicing these teachings. A well-developed meditation practice is the foundation in which to train the mind to attain enlightenment.